For a mighty wizard, we don't often see Gandalf actually use his full powers, and when he does, they sometimes seem a little underwhelming. So, what magic can he do? Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we cover the best in fantasy books and TV shows. The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire, The Witcher, and more. If you like the sound of that, there's a subscribe button around here somewhere. Just how powerful is Gandalf? Gandalf is introduced to us in both The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit in the Shire as a great wizard. But to the hobbits, that really seems to just mean someone who is good at making fireworks. Fair enough, you might think. Those are the simple expectations of a simple people who know little of the world outside the Shire. But if you start thinking about it, for a very powerful wizard, Gandalf rarely uses his magic powers in obvious ways, not like magicians in many other high fantasy worlds. He certainly never throws fireballs at the Nazgul when he could, or teleports himself anywhere, makes himself invisible, or anything like that. So what powers does he have? Well, we should start by recognising that Gandalf himself is a magical being. He is not just an old man who has learned some spells. He is a Maia, created by the thought of Eru Iluvatar himself. He is immortal and able to take different forms, hence him being able to bodily die as Gandalf the Grey and return as Gandalf the White. He has powers of foresight. He knows the fate of some things to come, if not all the details. It's no coincidence that he formed an attachment to the Hobbits of the Shire. He knew they had an important role to play, and he knew that Gollum had a role to play before the end, for good or ill, as he says. Maia are powerful spiritual beings who can see and exist on a different, more spiritual plane than mere mortals. Gandalf can sense things that others can't. This and his foresight undoubtedly played into something that isn't a power per se, but proved crucial in the success of the Ring Quest, his wisdom. Knowing to trust Frodo with the ring and to launch that seemingly hopeless attack on the Black Gates of Mordor in order to win Frodo and Sam a clearer run at Mount Doom. Being a Maia meant that Gandalf was immortal, but it didn't make him omniscient or all-powerful. What happened at Moria proved that, but it did mean that he had a base level of power that very few others in Middle-earth possessed. In rather crude shorthand, it meant that he was naturally magical. Tolkien famously had a soft magic system, so the line between natural and magical power is left deliberately fuzzy, but either way you look at it, even without going any further, Gandalf was one of the handful of the most naturally powerful beings in Middle-earth. And the moment he arrived in Middle-earth, he was immediately gifted a magical item that gave him even more power. Círdan the Elf gave him Narya, one of the three elven rings of power. I talked about this at length in another video, but very broadly speaking, it seems to have had two huge impacts. First, it gave him the power of encouragement to himself and others. This is what Círdan says when giving the ring to Gandalf. It will support you in the weariness that you have taken upon yourself, for this is the Ring of Fire, and with it you may rekindle hearts in a world that grows chill. I love the phrase rekindling hearts in a world that grows chill, and you do see it with Gandalf. Wherever he goes, people gain courage. Crucially, when he leaves, the opposite is also true. When he fell at Khazad-dûm, the remainder of the Fellowship were beside themselves, not just with grief, but in losing heart. Aragorn literally turns to the rest of the Fellowship, urging them on by saying that we must do without hope. So Gandalf himself does not weary, not even when things get tough, and those around him are filled with hope. Encouragement of others is not a power easy to quantify, but it is noticeable that when Gandalf is there, his companions feel hope and a sense of direction. The effect is palpable. The second thing Narya, the Ring of Fire, seems to do is give Gandalf great power over fire. There are those fireworks in the Shire, of course, but there are so many other moments we see Gandalf do small bits of fire magic, almost as his default type of magic. Lighting campfires when the wood is soaking wet, lighting the way through Moria, throwing magical flaming pine cones down onto wolves and standing firm against the Balrog. That's a lot of fire resistance going on just there. Oh, and he's pretty good at blowing smoke rings too. But Gandalf doesn't just use fire magic. We see him do a lot of other different kinds of magic. He mentions offhandedly that he used to know over 200 different spells to open doors. And in Moria, he uses a spell to close a door and keep it closed. A couple of times we see him change his appearance to seem taller and more imposing, and he strikes Grima voiceless in Edoras. He also seems to have some combat spells, at least in facing off against the Nazgul and other creatures of darkness. In Moria, he pushes his staff through a broken door and light bursts forth, blinding their opponents and buying the Fellowship some time. When he rode to rescue Faramir, the Nazgul were wheeling overhead on their fell beasts. Gandalf raised his hand and light burst forth. The Nazgul gave a cry and swerved away. And earlier at Weathertop, when Gandalf met the Nazgul on his own, he unleashes a flurry of light and fire that Frodo and Aragorn see from many miles away. Gandalf drives off the Nazgul. It's perhaps a nerdily nuanced point, but I guess that the magic, therefore, that Gandalf uses in combat isn't really combat magic, per se. We don't see any lightning bolts or fireballs here incinerating opponents. Instead, Gandalf tends to use his powers over light and fire to drive enemies away or buy some time. I suppose it suits his character that he isn't really a battle mage, but can still face down some pretty impressive opponents. And we shouldn't forget Gandalf's mind magic. He is clearly a telepath of some kind. I'll pick up on this in more detail in another video, because Tolkien had a lot to say about telepathy in Middle-earth. But there are lots of examples of Gandalf communicating with his mind. He tells Frodo in Rivendell that he knows exactly what happened to him, because he could hear his thoughts. He seems to have some mental connection with Shadowfax, being able to communicate with him from miles away. And as everyone is returning home at the end of the story, we read that Gandalf, Celeborn, Galadriel and Elrond would talk to each other without moving or speaking with their mouths, just mind to mind. And we can probably add telekinesis to telepathy. He breaks Saruman's staff simply by saying, "Saruman, your staff is broken." And when Aragorn, Gimli and Legolas meet Gandalf the White and mistake him for Saruman, he lifts his staff and Gimli's axe goes flying. Aragorn's sword blazed into fire and Legolas, against his will, fired his knocked arrow into the sky, not at Gandalf. Impressive stuff. So when you think about it, Gandalf's magical range is huge. Fire magic, mental magic, water magic, lockpicking, light, and so on. In just this one short video, we've seen well over a dozen completely different ways in which Gandalf has used magic, in addition to his innate abilities as a Maiar. And I promise you there are many other instances that I haven't mentioned. Gandalf knows a lot of magic. So why do some people leave reading The Lord of the Rings with the idea that Gandalf doesn't do much magic? I suppose it's probably in comparison to later high fantasy series and franchises where magic is often a lot more obvious. You wouldn't have to be a very high-level wizard in Dungeons & Dragons, say, to do most of what Gandalf does. But I think Gandalf's low-key magic usage is absolutely intentional by Tolkien. Gandalf seems loath to use magic, partly because it comes at a cost, it seems to tire him, and particularly when he is forced to do a word of command, which seems to be an especially taxing and mysterious form of magic, but again, we'll cover that in another video. He may not do much flashy magic, but he uses the right magic for the right occasions, and his breadth of knowledge is astonishing. We've not even touched on his ability to read and use magical runes, his ability to maximise the power of magical weapons, like when Glamdring shattered the Balrog's sword, or the wonderful hint that he may have blessed Barnuman Butter's beer at the Prancing Ponies so that it is always excellent. He really did. On the hearing that the hobbits had left the Prancing Pony with Aragorn, he exclaimed, "May your beer be laid under an enchantment of surpassing excellence for 7 years." And when he returned with the hobbits at the end of the adventure, Barleyman said that since that moment his beer had been uncommon good. But I think the most important thing here is that Gandalf simply doesn't like to show off. Almost everything Gandalf does is humble. The one time he does seem to use his powers in a very showy way, fire and light to drive away the Nazgul at Weathertop, where he later reflects that, "I was hard put to it indeed, Such light and flame cannot have been seen on Weathertops since the war beacons of old. He was on his own, not knowing that Frodo and Aragorn could see the night sky lit up from miles away, and it seems to have been simply what was needed, not what looked good. Which isn't to say that he doesn't enjoy the odd artistic flourish with his magic. There are the impressive fireworks, of course, blowing fun smoke rings with Bilbo and adding water horses to Elrond's flood of river water that washed the Black Riders away from outside Rivendell. But for every one of these times, there are many more when he deliberately keeps things low-key. This is probably partly because he is a genuinely humble being, but also partly because that was the commission he had from the Valar. It wasn't to lead the Free Peoples of Middle-earth in their fight against Sauron. It was to support and encourage them. Gandalf took this very seriously. He is clearly one of the most powerful beings in Middle-earth, but he held himself back so that the elves and humans and dwarves and hobbits could step up themselves. I've said a few times in this video that Gandalf was one of the most powerful beings in Middle-earth, but how powerful was he? Well, we do have a few clues, and perhaps the biggest is from Gandalf himself. After getting his power up and returning as Gandalf the White, which made him indisputably the most powerful of the five Astari, he mentions to Gimli that he is now very dangerous, more dangerous than anything you will ever meet, unless you were brought alive before the seat of the Dark Lord. Gandalf is in effect claiming that although there may be some more unquantifiably powerful individuals around, Tom Bombadil springs to mind, he is now the second most able and willing to use his power with devastating effect. Not that most of the time he does. And ultimately, Gandalf's approach to not often using his power to its full extent is proven right. You don't need to be showy to achieve things. He achieved his ultimate goal. Sauron was defeated. It's a useful reminder. We often talk about how the Lord of the Rings shows how the humble and not very powerful can take on great evil against even greater odds, but it also shows that those who do have great power bear a great responsibility to use it wisely and humbly, to serve and not just to bring its user glory or for its own sake. If you'd like to see more videos on the world of J.R.R. Tolkien and the Lord of the Rings, please click on the link to the playlist on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, or get access to some content I produce just for my patrons, please click on the link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. Thanks for watching. That's all for this time. I'll see you again soon.